Hello, Sampson County, and welcome to the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan Carter, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. On today's show, Darren Barefoot joins me in the co-host seat this week as to talk about the Lady Horses winning the regional finals and getting a berth in the state championship. We'll also talk about the men's team as they lost to Northside this past week. That's all today on the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan Carter, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. Well, Darren, I thank you for joining me today as on the in the co-host seat as we are in our 18th week of the podcast. Thank you for joining me.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me again.
Let's go ahead and get started with some big games in this county as the Clinton Dark Horse women's team has advanced to the state championship in the 2A classification. We want to congratulate the girls on that. They did beat Bartley Yancey on this past Saturday, 68-58. They will play North Surrey on Saturday at 5 o'clock at Reynolds Coliseum at NC State. And let's talk about a little bit about North Surrey, Darren, as they did beat East Burke 53-32, allowing 5 points in the second half.
Looking across their schedule, they've had quite a defensive performance all year long. Looking at a game in January, they allowed only 8 points for the entire game. So Clinton's going to have, about like Bartley Yancey yesterday, they're going to have their hands full with a team that plays scrappy defense.
Bartley Yancey ran a box-and-one defense against Michaela Boykin, and it worked for the first quarter as Michaela Boykin didn't score anything in that first quarter, but came out to have 23 points and leading scorer for the Dark Horses at the end of the game. You were at the game yesterday. Let's talk about the Eastern Championship before we get into the East State Championship. Bartley Yancey, obviously, boxing one defense. Their leading scorer got into a little bit of foul trouble there. Let's talk about that.
4 fouls in the third quarter. She had to go to the bench. And Clinton, looking back over how they were able to score the game, they took a game that was only a 3-point difference at the half and took advantage of their player being in foul trouble and was able to build that lead into double digits by the end of the third quarter. Bartley Yancey made a good run. I think the largest lead that I saw was 17 points, and Bartley Yancey made a big run in the fourth quarter to try to get back into it, but Clinton preserved.
And you mentioned how they got the leading scorer on Bartley Yancey's team to get in foul trouble, and early in the third quarter, had to sit down for the majority of that half. But the thing that saved Clinton in this game was as Bartley Yancey jumped out to a 7-point lead in the first, but the Dark Horses were able to get to the foul line in the first half as they went 6-for-12, 50% from the free throw line. That probably saved them as well in this game. Let's talk about that as the first half wasn't as good as expected for the Dark Horses, 41% shooting, 0% from 3-point range, 0-for-8. That's unusual for the Dark Horses. And so the second half got started 4-for-10 from 3-point in the second half, and the Dark Horses advanced to the state championship. Congratulations to them. Let's talk about North Surrey and the Dark Horses matchup. Obviously going to be a tough defensive game. You've mentioned the 62-8 win over West Stokes for North Surrey. They played double team against the opponent's best player. So let's expect a double team in Reynolds Coliseum against Michaela Boykin on Saturday. You are planning to go to the game. What do you expect from the Dark Horses on Saturday?
I think they're going to have to play a flawless game on offense. They're going to have to get good ball movement. They're going to have to be just about near perfect against a team that, looking across their schedule, they don't put up a whole lot of points, and teams don't put up a whole lot of points against them. Clinton struggled a little earlier in the game yesterday, like we saw, that Michaela Boykin not even scoring a point in the first quarter. I don't think that is something that they can afford to have happen on Saturday. Against a team that's going to be as strong defensively sound as North Surrey is going to be, they're going to need to be firing on all cylinders. They're going to need their three bigs Ashlyn Williams, Alex Kennedy, and Michaela are all going to have to be on their top, on their best game.
And you mentioned defense going to be a problem for the Dark Horses. They don't have that much competition in the conference. They don't see the defense as they saw the past couple of weeks against Northside and Barley Yancey, and obviously against North Surrey. As we look into the past season, you saw Midway and East Bladen giving them the most defensive trouble for the Dark Horses.
And also Southwest Edgecombe in the, I think it was the third round this past week or last week, also gave Clinton a good run. Clinton built a big lead in the second quarter, went on like a 19-0 run, built a big halftime lead, and then right in the second half, flipped a switch, here comes Southwest Edgecombe. So they've had some competitive games here down the stretch that I think have certainly prepared them for what's going to come Saturday, but I think it's going to be definitely probably their biggest test of the season.
And you mentioned always the state championship is going to be the biggest competition of the season. And if the Dark Horses, I think that if the Dark Horses can get out early and get that lead and not have a slump that they always do in a game, they might have a chance to win this game against North Surrey. But they've got to not get in foul trouble and don't force a lot of turnovers like they did in the first half in yesterday's game.
First quarter is going to be big. If they can come out, play composed, and get off to a good, solid start, I like their chances. I thought off-season they've been the team to beat, so I'm going to stick with that prediction for this weekend. I know we're probably getting a little bit ahead of ourselves, but I like their chances, but it's all going to come down to that first quarter.
You mentioned the first quarter. The big thing for the Dark Horses is they can't go into that 0-8 from three-point land if they want to win this state championship against North Surrey, because North Surrey can obviously score a lot of points, scoring 60s this year, but haven't been scoring a lot this past playoff time. They've scored 53 points the past two games, only scoring 47 in the third round, and but allowing more points during the playoff time than in the regular season. Obviously, you're in the playoffs, you expect a lot more points. Lowest points in the playoffs is 25, but allowing around the 50s and 40s for teams that they are playing. So a tough challenge for the Dark Horses. We'll predict this game in just a minute, but let's mention the Dark Horse men's team, as they did beat Aiden Grifton last week, 62-55 in a thriller. You were also at that game after the girls beat Southwest Edgecombe. What a thriller at the end of the game. Aiden Grifton had to come back to put it within three, and the Dark Horses prevailed.
Dark Horses were just too much down the stretch. They did like they've done all season long. They stepped up and kind of thwarted their run there at the end. But, yeah, it tightened up quick down there at the end of the game, but they held on. They preserved.
Northside Jacksonville was their next opponent on that next Tuesday, and they did lose 70-51 in a heartbreaker for the Horses. But there's nothing to be ashamed of for the Dark Horses this year, because Northside is in the championship game against the North Surrey men's team. Both North Surrey men's and women's team are in the state championship. Northside Jacksonville is now 28-0, undefeated record there for the Monarchs. Really up-tempo team. Let's go ahead and predict that game for the state championship. We're going to predict this game, and then we'll jump back to the girls' side. So, Jacksonville 28-0, Northside Jacksonville 28-0, North Surrey 27-4 for the boys. Scoring ability for the North Surrey Greyhounds are big. They can score in the hundreds and 90s this past season. Who wins it?
That's a good question. Looking across the both teams look like they can score high points. Going to be a good game. Going to be a thriller up there at Reynolds Coliseum. I'm going to give the nod to Northside Jacksonville. I favor both Eastern teams this year, and going to be a good close game. It's going to be tight, but I think Northside Jacksonville is going to take it.
When I went to the Clinton Northside game this past Tuesday, Northside really impressed me, and I think the Monarchs will win the state championship. A very good team there in Jacksonville. Now let's move back to the girls' side and predict this game. The Clinton Dark Horses, the hometown team, will both be at this game. And North Surrey is 26-5. The Dark Horses 29-2 with losses to Northside and Millbrook. But they did beat Northside this past week in the playoffs. So a much improved team since the beginning of the season when they faced those two losses. Who wins it?
I'm gonna say Clinton. I'd be remiss if I didn't say Clinton. I think Clinton ultimately has too many weapons. We've talked about the North Surrey defense, but I think Clinton, you know, Michaela Boykin playing her senior season, I think her and her teammates are going to be on a mission. I pick them. Going to be a low-scoring game. I don't think you're going to see the type of score that Clinton's certainly capable of pulling all season long, scoring up in the 80s, 90s quite frequently. I don't think you're going to see that, but I think they win, not comfortably, but I think they win.
If Michaela Boykin can get the ball and score and get those assists to her players, I think Clinton can win. You'll definitely see a Clinton win if Michaela Boykin can get a quadruple-double once again, or even a triple-double like she did against Bartlett Yancey on Saturday. But I do think the Lady Horses, will beat North Surrey and will win the state championship this year. So I want to thank Darren Barefoot for joining me today. Thank you for joining me.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me again.
So that does it here for the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan Carter, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. For Darren Barefoot and everyone at the Sampson Independent, I'm Ryan Carter. Thank you for listening.